Guys, I caught the bouquet. Our girl Mary Jane Paul got married. She's a wife. She's a mother. The series finale of Being Mary Jane is tonight right here on AfterBuzz TV. We've got a montage. We've got a list of boyfriends. You've got to stay tuned, so check it out now.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Girl. Everyone, I cannot believe what I just saw tonight. I laughed, I cried, but we saw so many happy endings. Hello, everybody. My name is Sahai, and I am one of your beautiful hosts tonight on the series finale of Being Mary Jane right here on AfterBuzz TV. And I have a lovely co-host with me tonight. Please introduce yourself.
Hi, everyone. I am AJ, and I am so sad that this is the finale and it's over.
Yes. What were your overall thoughts, AJ?
Well, I'm happy that Mary Jane finally found love.
Yeah.
Well, love found her.
Right.
So I'm happy that she got what she wanted, a husband and a baby. So it came out how she wanted it at the end.
You know, she went through a lot of trials and tribulations. If you've been watching this show since the beginning, you know our girl has gone through some ups and downs. She's put herself through a lot of mess, and she's gotten herself out of it. But again, like you said, she got her happy ending. Now, mm-hmm. we have so much to go through. Mara Bracca Keel and the whole Being Mary Jane team gave us 2 hours, which I felt like it was a good way to bring us the closure that we needed.
They needed to, because we was waiting on a whole season.
Hello.
But, I mean, we'll have to settle for this. So this was good enough. Thanks for the 2 hours. But, I mean, we'll do.
Yes, let's get into it, because there was so much. So we open up with, we see a proposal from Justin, excuse mm-hmm. me. You know, there have been a lot of men in her life,
yes.
which we'll go over. We do have a list of the boyfriends. And so we see Justin down on one knee, and we find out that our girl is pregnant.
First of all, I love Justin, played
yes.
by Michael Ealy. So, yes, I love them together. So when I found out that he proposed to her, I was like, oh my gosh, Mary Jane, don't F this up. Please don't.
Well, you know, Justin was a little shady when he first came on board. So I was not Team Justin
really?
For a long time. No, I was not. You know, I don't trust men with light eyes. And I've said it before, okay? So I was a little nervous about this relationship. But he proved himself in the end.
Yes, he proved himself in the end. He really showed that he was there for her. And I just feel like he did come in shady at first. I do agree with you.
Yes.
But then I think towards the middle or so, I started to warm up to him. I'm like, okay, I think he kind of has her best interest at heart. So.
But you know what I don't like about Justin? Every time something happens, he goes leaving. Okay. We saw it in this episode. You know, she done told him about this baby. Now, I understand, Justin, this wasn't your child. And yes, it was quite a surprise that she was your now fiance was pregnant mm-hmm. with someone else's baby. But hey, she didn't. It's not like she cheated on you. But do you think he would have preferred had she cheated on him?
Yes, because what Mary Jane did, she made a life decision. It didn't just affect her. It affect anybody that she's in a relationship with. So if I am with a person and they make a decision that affects both of us, but only makes it on their own, that's like a red flag. And Mary Jane, like he said, they was only broke up for 48 hours. Only 48 hours. So in 48 hours, you make this big decision. In 48 hours, like you couldn't wait?
You know, that's a long time.
Two days?
A lot can happen in that time.
No.
Girl, you know how it is after a breakup. You just be just trying to just get some type of some way to feel better because of the situation, especially if you got played. I mean, he left her, so she did what she did. Fortunately, I'm actually glad she didn't cheat, because that's what she would have done in the past. Now, in this opening, we also see our girl Kara find out a big revelation. She's still with Orlando. That relationship is flourishing,
yes.
which is doing...
That's really good.
I was really happy about that. She still got her executive producer position. Orlando's about to go to Brazil. And then she finds out that she has breast cancer. Mm. What did you think when you saw that happen to our girl Kara?
I seen her heart just like melt when she... That's like a realization nobody wants to really deal with. And I kind of had predicted it when she was feeling for it, because I feel like she kind of felt like something was wrong. So the fact that she had breast cancer and she had to get both of her breasts removed, that's like, wow, it's something that you really have to take in. It's like a serious issue.
Yeah. And what I appreciate about this show and what I'm going to miss is that we've been with this character so long. We've seen her go through things that women at that at the stage the character is in her life, women her age would be going through the same thing. So now we have her and Kara in their 40s and dealing with these types of issues, even though breast cancer can hit anyone at any age. So that was really interesting to see. Then now let's get to Mary Jane's parents, where they are in this situation. So Mama is worked her way back in the house. Mama Helen then worked her way back in the house after revealing to her family that basically her son Patrick was not her husband's child. And her son PJ, actually, who I was so happy to see back in the show, he gave her some advice. Like, he was like, listen, Ma, you need to make him miss you, and then he gonna want you. Have you ever used that tactic?
You know, when he said that, I was like, men don't fight for you unless they know they've lost you. I'm like, is that true? It must be. Because men never want you when they know that they have you. It's like when you kind of go do your own thing or you start to not deal with them anymore, then they're like, oh, I'm all up on your heels now. Like, come on now, make your mind up. So it's true.
They say, don't miss your water until your well runs dry.
Okay. And then, you know, that's the issue with men, because sometimes they wait too late.
Right. You done moved on.
I moved on now.
Once you good, you done your self work, you love yourself again, here they come trying to mess it up.
No, I don't want you.
But, you know, Paul Sr., Mr. Patterson, he's a good man. He's stuck by his wife. He's been there for his family, and I really I'm gonna miss his character as well. It's like a farewell. I hate goodbyes, but that's what we're saying with all these characters.
Yeah, but you know, the mom and pops, they need to stay together, because you listen, I don't know how old they are, but you are not about to get divorced after what?
Look, people can
30 years of marriage.
Yes, but people can find love at any age. And hello, Mama Helen look good.
She does. Both of them look good, actually. Yes. So but still, I kind of understand what the son was saying when he asked his daughter to kind of understand where she was coming from. Like, come on now. She's been with you forever. She's been a mom and a wife. She made a little mistake.
Right. So one thing that happened is that the sons were trying to encourage the father. Hey, like, you need to rethink about what you're doing. Dad was about to sell the house. He's thinking about moving back to Mississippi. He's like, this has gravely affected our marriage, and I don't know if I could ever trust her again.
Well, you've been trusting her because you just found out. Exactly. So it's not like, and the sons, they're grown. Like, Patrick is probably in his 40s now.
Right.
I mean, come on now.
Or older. And one thing that I thought was great to see was that Patrick had been sober for 5 years at this point. And, you know, we saw him struggle with addiction. And again, this show, it mimics what happens in families all across the country. So we're getting to go through it with them, which I loved. But one thing I want you to go through with us is all our AfterBuzz shows. Let's talk about why everyone should check them out.
Well, guys, thank you so much for tuning in. And we just want to appreciate you for helping to make us the ESPN of TV Talk. And if you're watching us right now on YouTube, make sure you give us make sure you like, comment, and subscribe. And if you're listening to us on iTunes, give us a 5-star rating, comment, tell all your friends. We really love you guys, and we really appreciate you. And thank you for hopping in the live chat. We see you guys in the live chat, and we will definitely be shouting you guys out.
Yes. Thank you. We've had some loyal fans and commenters and subscribers for the Being Mary Jane After Show on BHL and now right here on AfterBuzz. So we thank you so much. You guys have been like family for us. And you know what? I think this is a good time to go down memory lane and check out how far we've come.
Going on Black Hollywood Live family, it's time to get it real big on the season finale of Being Mary Jane. Black Hollywood Live family, yo, we got the jury, and you guys can be the judge on Being Mary Jane coming up.
A web of lies tonight from Miss Mary.
Things got really messy on Being Mary Jane tonight. Mama was messy, the daughter was messy, the whole family was messy tonight. Stay tuned for season 4, episode 16 of Being Mary Jane on BHL right here.
This vibe right here. Woo!
Thank you, guys. That just warms my heart to see what, you know, everybody that's been a part of this show. Yes. Shout out to McCall Hall, Paris Rose, Sarah Lyons, Portia Carter, Raquel Harris, who were the host and the co-host on this show. Also, we had, you know, Julian Walker and some other beautiful guests. We had, you know, so many people that joined us, and we thank them so much. So we appreciate everything. So we'll also, let's go down the list of men before we move forward. We need to start where Mary Jane began, with all the men in her lives, you know, because she ended up with one, but we didn't always think that was going to be the case. Mm-mm. You know, so I made a little chart, a la Wendy Williams, okay? Because I felt like we needed one. So we
need it.
You know, we're going to start with Omari Hardwick, who played Andre Daniels, and we remember him. She was
okay.
Look, she was having an affair with a married man. That's where our girl started. You know,
the
humble
married
beginnings.
Man.
But again, he was fine. Mary Jane knows how to pick him. Can I?
Honey.
Okay.
Honey. Never mind. Keep my calm. Go ahead. Next one.
Next one, number two. Moving on. We had David, played by Stephen Bishop, who I liked David a lot. I had a lot of hope.
David.
She hurt him so much, but then he moved on with the other girl, remember? And then he had a baby.
Oh, David.
They went through a lot. But then, you know, she rebounded with our guy Brandon, played by Thomas Q. Jones, a.k.a. Cuddy Buddy. Okay. Mm. Now, let me tell you, I saw him in a club one time, and all the images from the show came running back in my head. And I said, you know what? I really appreciate your work. He's a great actor. Just wanted to say that.
Yes.
Moving on to Sheldon, played by Gary Dordain, with his handsome self. Now, you know how I feel about guys with light eyes.
Girl.
But I made an exception.
You can't trust them?
I can't really trust them. They're usually shifty. But this one, you know, he played Shaza on A Different World back in the day. So I had a soft spot for him in my heart.
Okay. He was an exception.
He was an exception to my light-eyed rule. But, you know, we're going to keep it moving. Then moving on to the next image. Do you remember when she had I think he was Latino.
Was that the one they met at a bar?
Yeah.
Okay, I remember.
She was branching out to other ethnicities, trying new things. And, that, you know, I can always appreciate that about Mary Jane, always trying something new, expanding her horizons, and never being afraid. And that's something we can learn from her. His name on the show was Eddie. He was played by James Lee Taylor. And then next we had my other guy, Lee.
I don't like him.
I was so team Lee.
Really?
Yes. I don't know. I just felt like he was so sincere.
Okay. He was a nice person, but I don't think he was for her.
He had a British accent. I just loved
was broke.
Lee.
He didn't have a consistent job.
He was a starving artist.
He's a nice guy, but he is not for Mary Jane, not for her.
I know. Again, our girl was trying something new, and you know, you gotta kiss a lot of frogs before you find your prince or your unicorn, as she found.
Yes.
Then coming to a close, we had Justin, played by Michael.
I'm team Michael Ealy, team Justin.
Okay.
So
you know what? We all have our things. And then what a pleasant surprise. The last but not least, his name on the show today was Bo, and looking handsome. Why can't I remember his name?
Bo Morris Chestnut.
Morris Chestnut.
Because I didn't like him either, but we'll get into that.
I enjoyed Morris Chestnut's cameo on this season. There were so many men. I almost forgot his name, going down the list. So let's go into it. Let's talk about Bo. So Mary Jane, by this time, she is fully pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
6 months down the line, she's at the birthing classes by herself, nobody to massage her shoulders, no assistants. But let's talk about how cute she, adorable, seeing Gabrielle Union was with a baby bump.
It was really cute.
It was so cute.
It was really cute.
See, she's getting sick, and then Bo, a blast from the past, comes in and swoops into her life. He was a college sweetheart. He was nerdy. He says she broke his heart, which I believe. She said she didn't, but it just sounded like they were on different pages.
Mary Jane break everybody's heart.
Okay.
Okay.
But she bounced back and she moves on.
And she bounces back and she moves on.
Again, lesson learned. Lesson learned. True. What did you like Bo overall?
You know, Bo, I'm just really trying to figure out what he wants in life, because he just moved in way too fast, too sudden, too soon. Like, I just think he wanted to, you know how you meet some men and they don't really care. Well, I mean, I'm sure they care who the woman is, but they're looking at the bigger picture. Like, I just want a wife and a baby.
Yeah.
I think that's what it was, because, I mean, I just feel like he just moved in so fast.
You know what it is? I think it's at when you get older and then you happen to meet someone that you already cared about in the past, mm-hmm. it's kind of like, oh, I can skip a lot of steps because I already know you. I don't have to go through the getting to know you process. Also, I think when you're older, at this stage, you know what you want. He said he'd been divorced. His ex-wife had tried to have kids. But can we talk about how during the dating process, they were having sex?
Yeah, Bo a freak.
But she a freak too.
Well, no, Bo is a freak. No, not Mary Jane.
Look, so basically what I'm talking about is that here it is, Mary Jane is fully pregnant with a baby through a sperm donor, and she is having an active sex life. Now, men say, you know, having sex with a pregnant woman is amazing. So maybe Bo was trying to, you know, get a taste.
Let me tell you why I said Bo is a freak and not Mary Jane. Bo is a freak because you are having sex with another woman that's not your baby. So it's kind of like that's another man's baby in her. But Mary Jane, I mean, girls, I heard they are horny when they're pregnant. Mm-hmm. But I mean, Bo, that's not, you just, I don't know how it would feel having sex with a woman knowing that she's pregnant with another man's baby.
But that's what it shows. Men don't care.
They don't care.
They don't care. Hello, they've done worse. At least he was with one woman. You know, men do right. crazier things.
And so. He was trying to wife her up, so.
Exactly. And trying, hello.
Oh, he did.
Later on, this man, he done got in a fight with Justin, you know, came back to her after she didn't even defend him, and came back with a ring. I didn't see this woman get proposed to 2 times, and I'm still waiting for one.
Her and J-Lo. Her and J-Lo. I'm trying to figure, you know, they keep...
Send us the prayer, ladies. Girl. What is the prayer? Just like we've been asking for Cece, Sierra's prayer. Dang. What is the prayer? How does it happen?
And they keep the rings.
Okay. Now, speaking of ring, Orlando also proposed to Kara. Now, Kara, she had a double mastectomy, and I was just so impressed with making that decision because, you know, as a woman, you're so connected to your breasts and your body. And she's been living in that same body for so many years to remove such a huge part of her. She fed her children with that. And when Orlando said, I still love you.
That's love.
That is true love.
That's true love because, you know, Kara,
yeah.
You know, as a woman, she's removing one of the body parts that make her a woman. And so I know that's a really tough decision for a lot of women. So the fact that she's losing a sense of her femininity.
Yes, femininity.
Get it in there. Yeah, so the fact that she's losing a part of herself, you know, that makes her a woman and know that she has this man, and, you know, this man loves this part of you, it was kind of hard for her to feel like he would accept that, but he did, and that was love.
It was so beautiful. And what was also beautiful about that scene is the fact that Mary Jane and Kara know each other so well that Mary Jane knew, I'm gonna call Orlando even though you told me not to, because she knows her friend. That is the part that had me like teary-eyed, because to have a strong friendship like that is, it's hard to find nowadays, you know, someone that you can trust, someone that knows you a little bit better than you know yourself at times, yes. depending on the situation. So we saw two grown women, but you know who else is grown? Niecy.
Oh, Niecy, yeah.
Niecy is grown now. We saw young Travion again, looking lost. Okay, she has her other daughter, and Niecy is going to school. She has a job, which she ends up making the decision to quit. Mm-hmm. Do you think it was right for Niecy to quit the job?
I feel like it wasn't at that point in time, because what the lady said to her wasn't wrong. She was like, listen, if you want to come here and do her, just come here and do it. But if you're the early bird, it's the worm. So if it's somebody here waiting and you're not here, then they're going to go to the next house available. Because at the end of the day, they're just trying to get their hair done. They're trying to get in and out.
Right.
And, you know, Niecy, this was like her first job, kind of. So she's still, I feel like she needs to learn consistency. And just kind of push through stuff and not just give up. Well, I'm going to go start my own stuff. Like, no, you need to learn how to follow directions and instructions.
Right.
So.
Her family, you know, when she made this pitch for her own business, her family did give her that pushback. Like, hey, maybe you should wait 2 years. Maybe you should even go back to the job you had before. Mm-hmm. You were just sweeping floors. Who says that you're ready? You just graduated. Mm-hmm. Like PJ said, the ink hasn't even dried on your diploma yet. So, you know, but then in the end, we saw her family band together and open a salon in the house for Niecy.
Yes, and I don't think her family was wrong with their hesitation, because she was asked for $50,000. $50,000 to start her business. So if I'm asking someone else for money, then I can only respect, you know, what they say, what they have to say. Because it's like, Nisa, you're not doing it on your own. You're asking that for something. And for the record, she hasn't really shown any type of consistency or dedication, anything. So it was only right for them to question, you know, all her motives. Like, okay, well, we need to see something first before we're willing to give you this money.
So Nisi, you know, but she don't listen to people. Yeah. She didn't have these two babies. No, she didn't listen when people told her about that. She had the two boyfriends that she had the babies with. She ain't listened then. So,
and she spends all that money.
Yes.
With the boy, buying him cars.
Remember that?
So exactly, that's what I'm saying, Nisi. You have shown them no reason for them to trust you at all.
I think that's the thing when you know you have family to fall back on. Sometimes people just act crazy because they know, oh, my family got me. And I think Nisi, we have seen growth from her, but she is a little spoiled. But I'm glad to see that she's grown up a little bit. Now, what do you think about this relationship with the counselor?
First of all, well, before I get into that, Shanice in the live chat, she said, Nisi been asking for money since season one. Yes, girl, she has. Mm-hmm. Okay, so now this counselor. I'm confused because at first they were talking about courses and now they're dating. Are they dating?
Yes, they are dating. So I saw the look in his eyes when she came into his office. And then when he was at the family presentation and chiming in, even her daddy was like, "And what is your role in this? Who is you?
Who are you?"
Okay, but I mean, she done found her a good grown man with a job. Now he's a little too smiley for me. He was smiling hard at that wedding. But the fact they're still together and she seems happy, Nisi got her happy ending, and I'm happy about
Nisi
that.
Nisi did get her happy ending. I hope they stay.
Yeah, Trevion need a little daddy.
Yes, and she got a house to stay in. Yes. And she got her salon in the room. So everything's looking on the up and up for Nisi. And so we're happy.
Yeah, we see that the power of having your family support you and a strong family unit. One of the things that I also want to go back to is, so Mary Jane, when she gets pregnant, she's pregnant and she starts having contractions on air in the middle of an interview, and she has to give birth 2 months early. Well, she was only 8 months pregnant, so she wasn't full term, and she had preeclampsia, and she was really worried about the baby. And Mama Helen comes and gives her a blanket made by her great great grandmother, and I thought that was a beautiful moment because, you know, they've had issues in the end. What do you think Mama Helen is thinking, that her daughter's pregnant, she don't have a husband, but do you think she's more excited that her daughter's finally having a baby, or she's more worried that it didn't happen in, like, the traditional way?
Well, Mother is... Mother, I think she is unhappy with the fact that Mary Jane does not have a significant other.
Mm-hmm.
The baby, I'm pretty sure she's happy she's having a baby, but, you know, Mom has been pressuring her to find a husband. Mm-hmm. What's up with this guy? Oh, he's cute. Oh, I like him. Are you going to date him? Why did y'all break up? So Mother, she just wants Mary Jane to get a man.
Yes. I mean, when she saw Bo, she was like, so what's your deal? Why aren't you married? What's wrong with you?
Yeah.
And you know what? You always need somebody like that. But I think also there comes a point where sometimes parents, they just want you to have a child because they just want a grandchild for themselves. You know, it becomes about them and not about you. So I thought that was really, when she gave her the blanket, it was a really sweet moment where they finally put all their differences aside and they were bonding. So now the baby is little Albert James.
Little AJ.
I know.
Little AJ.
Also, a.k.a. Albie. He already had two nicknames already. I was like, look at this. This is beautiful. I thought that was great. So Mom and Dad, Mama Helen and Paul, the dad, they finally decide they're going to stick it out at the end.
They needed to.
Yeah, I think so, too.
They need to stay together. They had no reason to break up after how many years, and you never known that she messed with this dude. It's not like it was some current. Like, I mean, I know something. I know they seen each other,
right?
But you know,
when he tried to get back with her, that, you know, she said no, I'm gonna stay with my husband. She chose her husband, so I thought that was a big moment for their relationship. If you had to think about the things that you've learned from being Mary Jane over the years, what would you say? Like, some life lessons.
life lessons. You know, I relate to Mary Jane in so many ways. That's one reason why I'm really sad that this show is over. Yeah. It started back, in 2013?
Yeah.
So I've been watching since 2013. And so just life lessons, I would just say, be patient. Never force something. If something is meant to happen for you, it will happen for you. You will meet that man when it's supposed to happen. And you never want to rush it. Because when you rush it, that's when you pick counterfeits. And you pick people that you're not supposed to be with. So you might just wait, keep working on yourself, keep loving yourself. And that right person will come along before, without you even looking for it. So just be patient.
I think that was interesting that they were saying at the end. Like, the person is going to come along. Like, Mary Jane, like many of us, when you're single, you're like, when is this person coming? You try to control the situation. You try to... It's hard for you to wait because in other areas of your life, you've planned and things mm-hmm. have panned out the way you wanted to. But then in your love life... You know, when you try to do that, it actually hurts you instead of helps you. Yeah. So here it is. We saw our girl in a wedding dress at the end at a hotel, and we didn't know who she was going to marry. Now, did you know all along it was going to be Justin?
No. At first, I thought it was going to be Bo.
Okay.
Before, you know, because we didn't know that Justin was coming back into the picture.
Right.
So I'm like, oh my gosh, Bo is here raising her, helping her raise this baby. He's about to be her husband.
Look.
I was about to be mad because I wanted Justin. I'm team Justin.
I was really here for Bo because Justin, like I said, okay, he left at the end of last season.
But why did he leave? You don't understand why?
I understand why, but the fact that he didn't stick around and express himself and talk it through and he done left. And then here it is when she revealed the baby situation. Okay, yes. She's pregnant with somebody else's baby. That's hard to take. He leaves again immediately. But then because it was... Kara, who had him come back. So Kara's out of the office because she's recovering from her surgery, and she mm-hmm. calls Justin to replace her because Justin came to the hospital when he heard that Mary Jane had gone into labor. Mm-hmm. What did you think about Justin replacing Kara? Like, did you think that was a good thing mm-hmm. for her to do as a friend?
Yes, because like you said, Justin popped up at the hospital. He loves her. And, you know, I think Justin is one of those men that just needs time to think. He needs time to think. Like I said, Mary Jane, she makes so many impulsive decisions. Everything is so fast with her. Like he said, you made a decision in 48 hours. Like, calm down. Like, let me process my thoughts. So, you know, Kara, she knew that Justin really loved her. And he popped up at the hospital because he was watching her show.
And remember, they didn't like each other. They were mm-hmm. competitors. They were enemies. And now to see Kara, mm-hmm. like... helping him out and helping him. He needed that nudge to, yes. to get back in front of Mary Jane, see her, and remind himself why he loved mm-hmm. her.
And that just showed their friendship.
Yes.
Because, you know, they can put, Kara can put her personal feelings aside to see what's the best interest for Mary Jane. So they're really friends. That's a true friendship.
Yes, and what really got me teary-eyed was when Kara wanted to have Mary Jane be the executor on her paperwork. Like, when she found out she had cancer, mm-hmm. she was really planning as if she was going to pass away. And I didn't, until that scene, I didn't think about it like that. I was like, oh, she's just going to have chemotherapy mm-hmm. and be cured, or just have surgery and she'll be fine. But when you go through something like that, you never know how it's going to turn out. And you do want to turn to somebody that you know has your back.
Yeah.
And you heard how she said, like, my mom is too emotional. And here she had to find somebody that was, like, smart, that was going to be rational and make the best decisions for her and her children.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was crazy. You know, over the years, we've loved all of these characters. We saw Helen, Patrick, Paul Sr., PJ, Niecy, Justin, Kara, and last but not least, Miss Mary Jane. We've grown to love them, and we really appreciate all of you for being here for us and for them. Now, before we wrap up, let's talk about this wedding. Do you yes. think our girl got her dream wedding now? Because you guys know I caught the bouquet. So I didn't know.
She was at the wedding,
I was
guys.
At the wedding, guys, and I caught the bouquet. You know, it was a lovely affair. It looked like it was at the Plaza Hotel in New York. Only the best for our girl. Did you see? Now, our girl had wardrobe changes.
Yes.
Two dresses.
As she should.
I wouldn't expect anything less.
Because I'm not wearing my wedding dress to the reception.
Of course not. Why should
why
you?
Why should you?
So we see her get her unicorn, Justin. Mm. I, again, was a little disappointed it wasn't Bo because I've given Justin too many chances, but he seemed happy and she seemed happy. How did it make you feel as a fan to see our girl get her happy ending?
It made me so happy, as stated before, because Mary Jane is always getting caught up. She's always in some type of love triangle. She's always getting caught up between two guys. Like, every single time, I'm like, oh, my gosh, Grace, you tired. But I'm happy that she finally got her happy end. She got a fairy tale. Yeah. So it just made me happy for her.
This woman, you know, dances to the beat of her own drum. She has been watching her today. You know, we haven't seen the show in a long time. So seeing her, first of all, hair and makeup flawless on every character. Wardrobe flawless. You know, I think some of the pieces could have actually been from, you know, Gabrielle Union also has a clothing line. So I think some of the pieces worn on the show were from her line. But it was like I was saying goodbye to a friend, a sister, a mentor, an auntie, all in one. And it was great having a character that you could look to and understand, okay, she's flawed. So when I make my mistakes, I'm cool too. I'm not just a weirdo, you know, just doing it on my own. And we want to thank everyone who's been a part of the show here at AfterBuzz, BHL, and, you know, at BET as well. It's been an amazing ride and we really enjoy you. Please let us know what your thoughts are in the comments. You know, it's the last one, but we still want to hear from you. And thank you so much. Where can they find you?
Everyone, follow me on Instagram at Crimson Pearl and check out my YouTube channel, AJ Talks.
And you can find me at Say Hi Sahai on Instagram and Twitter occasionally. Thank you guys so much. I hope you've enjoyed watching us over the past four seasons. We've loved you and we'll see you next time.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.